Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict remarked on the World Day of the Sick during his weekly general audience. Speaking on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, the Holy Father said the Holy Virgin supports those who carry the daily cross of suffering in union with Christ. The Pope was speaking to over 8,000 people in the Paul VI Audience Hall. Last week, he concluded his special catechesis on St. Paul. This week, he returned to the great Christian writers of the Church, this time speaking about John Climacus.
John Climacus, whose name means ladder, was born around 575 and wrote an outstanding tract near Mount Sinai on the spiritual journey leading from renunciation of the world to perfection in love. The journey takes place in three stages. The first involves detachment from worldly goods in order to return to a state of gospel innocence and enter into a deeper communion with God. In the second phase, the soul engages in a spiritual battle with the passions by cultivating virtues corresponding to each. When purified, these passions can show us the way to God through self-denial and grace. In the third phase, John emphasizes the importance of discernment. We must examine every aspect of our behavior in order to ascertain our deepest motivations and reawaken a sense of the heart.
Pope Benedict says this leads to the tranquility of the soul, which prepares us to probe the depths of the divine mysteries.
The last rung of the ladder consists in faith, hope, and charity. John's account of charity includes eros, or human love, which points towards the nuptial union of the soul with God. May John's spiritual ladder remind all of us who share in the death and the resurrection of Christ through baptism that we are called to continual conversion and purification with the help of the Holy Spirit.
At the end of the audience, the Pope greeted bishops who have come to Rome for meetings sponsored by the San Egidio and Focolare movements. He told them he was happy they were becoming familiar with the works of the movements and hoped they would be able to carry the fruits of these days of prayer and reflection back to their homes. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.